All right. Thank you, everybody. This is National Consultant John Drew, and I'm happy to be back again here in the National Business Builder Call. Thanks to Brian McClure and Sandy for getting me set up here. It's great to hear all the voices. I had to jump on pretty close to the hour. Usually I get on a few minutes earlier. We are we're puppy sitting over here. So I have my sister-in-law's golden doodle here at the house for the week, and we ourselves have a 7-year-old golden doodle. So we got two boys in here, a puppy and our older boy. So they've been running around the house like crazy for a few days. So if you guys get some, some barking in the background, I haven't gone completely crazy. That's just the vibes over here right now. That's what's going on. So I'm really happy to be here, and I'm super excited to hear how many of you are registered for Ambition. And I thought, what better thing for us to chat about for a few minutes here tonight than Ambition and just events in general. And I think obviously we've had some difficulties the last couple of years here with some of our events, whether we can do them live or whether we have to do them online. And this year we had kind of a split thing going on. But nonetheless, for me and in my business, and I'm sure a lot of you would agree, it's been absolutely paramount and so important for me to not only attend events myself, but to get my team plugged into events. And just to kind of give you a backstory, it wasn't always this way for me. I came a long way with events like Ambition and just understanding truly how important these things were in my business. Because when I first started, if you know my backstory at all, I came from the public accounting field. I was a certified public accountant, and it's not much of a team-based business, to be honest. You meet one-on-one with your clients. Maybe you have, I would have an intern with me during tax season. But for the most part, I worked alone. It was all about just being efficient, working alone, getting your tasks done, and trying to survive the hours, if I'm being completely honest. So I didn't learn a lot of the skills that, many of us have learned in this business, the importance of just the excitement of an event, working together, just the emotional side of the business and the motivation and the recognition. There wasn't a whole lot of ways to get recognized as a CPA. I mean, you could get recognized for passing your exams. Maybe you could get recognized for winning some award like at your company, but there wasn't a whole lot of that. It was like the most recognized thing is how many returns you got done that year. Nothing to the degree we have here where we're able to celebrate so many things, from people earning their first Jumpstart bonus all the way to promoting through all the different, ranks in Ambit Energy. It's just very different. And so when I started off, I kind of had that, I'll even go as far as say a little bit of an attitude where I felt like I was really self-motivated, and I did not think that I really needed events to get more pumped up in my business. That's what I thought it was for. I thought I was incorrect in thinking that it was for really people who needed that extra kick, that extra motivation to want to go work. I was missing so much of the picture. And really for me, being in Michigan, I kind of had a good excuse, because in order to get to an event, whether it was going to even if I was just going to go to a local meeting, you guys, it would be either a long car ride or a flight. Ohio was a new market, so that's a neighboring state for us, but there wasn't a whole lot going out there on there yet. It didn't actually open until after I was in the business. Indiana was a relatively new market, but the whole state wasn't open. Obviously, Illinois, which is about 5-6 hours away from me, but there wasn't a whole lot of places to go to kind of be involved in the Ambit community. The way some of you, if you're in open states, there's those things going on. Maybe a little less now after the, with everything that's gone on the last couple of years, but it'll pick back up as things keep progressing in the right direction. As far as meeting, we've been doing a lot more on Zoom and things like that. So I had a good excuse. I didn't really have a lot of great places to go. And maybe some of you listening, I heard somebody introduce themselves on earlier that was from, I want to say it was the Oregon area. And a couple others that were from the East Coast that maybe weren't in open state. So I know you guys can relate. But it makes it's just as important regardless that, we find our way over to the events. And the reason that I eventually went is my upline, and I want to say, I believe it was Matt LaPalme, for those that know him. Matt called me up because I was really close to reaching executive consultant, and I've been building my business online. And Matt gave me a call and said that Ambit was going to be doing a field training in Ohio. And it was a relatively new market at the time. I was hoping to go kind of get a foothold in that market. I hadn't had much success at all yet. So I figured it was a good way for me to go out there. And he really was pushing me, you know, you should be corporate and you should get out there and, you know, make your face known. And I said, yeah, okay, I'll go do it. And again, I didn't really understand the importance of this stuff. I just said I would do it because it just seemed like the right thing to do. And selfishly, I just kind of wanted to go celebrate a little bit. I was promoting. It was a big promotion. And, you know, I kind of wanted to go out there and walk around and shake some hands and meet everybody. So I drove down with Matt to that event, and I went in there. And here's me thinking, you know, that this is just going to be something that I'll sit through and maybe I'll learn a little bit, but I didn't think it was going to do a whole lot in the way to motivate me and whatnot. And I'll tell you guys what, when I walked out of there after just a basic few hour training event, I had never been so motivated to work my business. And it wasn't just because it wasn't the rah-rah effect. It wasn't anything like that. It was being around other people that had the same like common cause that I did. Because it was easy for me to feel like up and down about my business when I was sitting here by myself. Like the doubts can creep in. You have a few slow weeks. Maybe you get a lot of no's. And you're feeling down. Feeling down about your business. I know every single person here that's being honest has had these days, right? And you're getting real down. And it's easy to just put it away for a while, not work on it for a while. But if you go attend and you're at these events, and I was around these other people, and not just people that were starting the business, people that were far more successful than me, that made me want to, you know, step up to that next level. It's easy to think when you're sitting in a bubble in a vacuum alone, it's easy to think you're either the worst or the best consultant in the whole business, right? And I had days that I felt like both. Some days I felt like I had no idea what I was doing. Other days I felt like I was on top of the world and I had this whole thing conquered. And it just made it really smoothed me out and just really focused me by going to that regional training event back in what I believe was that had to be about 2017. And I had that light bulb moment, one of those moments that is something so simple and that should have been such common sense. I mean, every network marketing trainer that you guys know, the ones like the Eric Worries, the Ray Higdons, everyone, the big, the medium size, the little size, anybody that's teaching, they all teach the importance of events. But I had to go see it to actually buy into it. And every year since, every simulcast, every ambition, I've been there. And when I really experienced the big boom in my business was when I started to really push my team more to go to events. So I had a lot of people come into my team. I had some personal friends of mine here. And I had some people that were flat out adverse to like going to events. They thought it was going to be, I had a lot of pushback. People thought it was going to be one of those things where it's like really pushy and kind of stale, and that it was going to be kind of fake. Like they didn't know what to expect. Right. And I had to really just dig in and drag them. Like, no, you got to come experience this. You got to meet the community. You got to have fun in this. You got to make this business fun and it'll change your perspective. And there's a reason that every single year, anyone that's been around for a while can attest to this. It's like you come out of the big conferences of the year, you come out of Ambition, you come out of Simulcast, and we have our biggest numbers of the year. It's always now getting a great promo helps, right? We could all be honest about that, but that's not the only reason why. It's because people come out with just lit a fire under them and want to go out there and they want to build. Like I remember leaving my first Ambition and just literally running outside of the conference room wanting to make these calls, like calls that I put off, just because I saw the excitement. It's like it built in the room and everybody else was feeling and I felt it too. And you just get that like competitive drive. Like I know everyone else is about to go do it. I want to go do it. I want to go out there and do that. So you guys know how I am. Anyone that's listened to me on these calls know I love my list. I love to give you a few training, you know, a few little tidbits to write down or take away. And I like my lists of three. And so I got my three things that I sketched out here that I think is so important as we head into Ambition, things to remember, not only because it seems like if you're on this call, you already know how important this is. I pretty much everyone introduced themselves, said they are registered for the event, but this really could be beneficial for your team from your marketing consultants on up. It doesn't matter because if you want to get growth in your team, let the company do the work for you and just bring people to this stuff. I'm telling you, it'll make all the difference. It's like, if you feel like you're you know, just chasing people around, beating them with a stick, and you can't get them to work, get them to an event, and your chances of them working will go up tenfold. It's no joke. You don't have to make it hard on yourself. Let the leaders, the company, corporate, everybody help you get everybody in gear and everybody in action. But the three things I love the most, you know, my list of why I love this season of the year and why I love going to Ambition is, number one is it sets your whole year. So I don't know how everyone else does it, but I look at my year in Ambit when I'm judging my performance. I do it ambition to ambition. So you could do it from January to December, right? Which would sort of be simulcast to simulcast. Not a bad way to do it. But I personally like to judge my progress and sort of view, you know, putting another book in the year when I reach ambition. It's kind of convenient for me because that's right around when I started originally, but I know I'm not the only one that does it this way. And so at ambition time every year, that's when I reevaluate and I say it's a new year. So if I come into that event, I'm hopefully building a little momentum over the summer, right? You want to be working over the summer heading into ambition. You don't want to try to jumpstart a dead car battery at the event, right? You want to actually roll in there with some juice and ready to go, you know? So you want to have your list. You want to already be, you know, planting those seeds. That way you can harvest them afterwards. But I'd come out of that and I'd say, this is a new year, new me. And I'm going to, you know, set my goals over the summertime. And then when I hit that conference, I'm going to attack. I know corporate's going to give me, you know, something good to work with. They always have in the 6 years that I've been here. There's always been a good promo or something to work with. And I'm going to go out there and I'm going to just start tearing it up for the year. It's a great time of the year to do it. The summer activities are winding down. It's perfect. Dig in, get to work, and go. So I love the fact that it's a new year, a new reset. So if you're somebody who, if you were gaining momentum this year, great, accelerate. If you were someone who feels like you've been losing momentum, maybe you did a lot of work in the in-person space and it's been harder the last year and a half, 2 years, well, great. Here is a new, you know, a clean slate with a way that you can sort of draw a line and say that was that, and now this is going to be something new. And if you're somebody who is brand new to the business, then great, what better time to start? It's exactly when I started. So it doesn't matter what phase you're in. I've always found it helpful to sort of erase, you know, what happened the previous year and just build with something new, right? Continue your momentum or start something new if it's run out completely. Because I can tell you, my business has gone up and down and, you know, stalled sideways more times than I can count. But the key is I've never walked away from it entirely, and I hope that I can impress that on all of you too. So I did something pretty cool, and I hope you guys appreciate this a little bit. Hope it's not too drawn out. Sometimes I think things are cool, and maybe not everybody listening does, but I was writing out, as I like to do anytime I do the National Business Builder call, sort of my prep process, is I'm somebody who likes to, I don't ever have a script written out. I like to kind of freestyle any sort of training I'm doing, just kind of how it feels in the moment. But I like to ahead of time just sketch out and, you know, go back through my past and Ambit and pull some golden nuggets that I think could inspire somebody else. And you never know what somebody's going to say that's going to just make a big impact on you. And I know that some people have made big impacts on me in this. And so if I can drop, you know, one or two of these one-liners and it just helps you realize something or, you know, kick a wall down that maybe has been blocking you in this, then I feel like I've done my job. And I was going back and I knew I wanted to talk about how important events were and the change in perspective I've had going from somebody who was skeptical about the importance of this to somebody who promotes it, you know, inside of my team and promotes it just company-wide, just for the benefit of the company, even if it's not my own team, because I know what it does. I know what it's done for others. I know what it does for the company. I know how important it is to keep us all together. But I've gone to quite a few different events at this point over the years, dating back to my very first one being the Ambition event of 2016, the first notable one that I like chose to really go and attend, the one I shared earlier, which was the Ohio Regional Training in 2017. Everything from that to now, I've had some of my biggest breakthroughs by having conversations. So I mentioned to you the first thing I love about events is that sets your year, that about the ambition of that anyways, is that sets your year. But the next thing really is it inspires your existing team, but it also gives you the push to reengage or accelerate your business. I think I talked about that a little bit. If you need that push, you'll get it going there because just get yourself around other people that are feeling that way. But the third part, and where I want to really expand on for the last few minutes I'm on here, is the importance of networking. So we're in network marketing. You guys know the importance of networking outside of Ambit. And this is, I think, a big misconception is a lot of people think that you don't really need to network inside the company because these people are already in Ambit, right? And there's a lot of truth to that. You're not gonna go to the Ambition event and find people to recruit, right? They're already in Ambit. But I found a lot of other things by going to these events and by networking. Networking is a core part of what we do, and it shouldn't change just because you're at a company event. I have learned many of my biggest breakthroughs, and these are all people that I'm about to list that have no affiliation with me in my upline or downline. So this is not my team that I would have been talking to that I'm pay-coded with or any of that. This is purely from me going to different events in the company, flying around, you know, oftentimes spending money out of my own pocket, getting down to these things and either doing free training or just watching, right? I've trained at some, I've sat and watched at more. And through that, I've had some of the biggest breakthroughs that I've really ever experienced since I've been in this. You know, the very first event that I ever went to, the one I mentioned, I met Amber Hassad, I met Debbie Gardner, and they really taught me they taught me and motivated me to push harder. These were people that had a similar strategy to me. They also were working in other markets, like outside of their home state. And quite frankly, they were doing better than me. And we were talking, and they were doing, each of them was doing almost twice as much business as I was doing at the time. And it was my first wake-up call that I needed to think bigger and do more. Later that year, I met Eric Aluga. For those of you that know Eric Aluga, executive consultant, we did a event together in Indiana. We flew a bunch of people up. It was really cool. We put it on ourselves. And I went down there and I learned exactly how she was bringing people into her team. And so she shared with me how she would run her meetings, how they would do the business presentation meeting, but also how she would do these consultant onboarding trainings once a month at her house. And she's done her training on this before online. If anyone wants to really find this stuff and dig in, it's out there. But I really loved and learned a ton from how she did it. Once a month, have everybody over to her house, make a thing out of it. And that was like kind of like jumpstart training. So they'd go through the Ambit training, they'd see all that, but then she would do this thing and get everybody together for something separate from the BP. And that's something that I actually took that idea and I implemented it online because my team was spread all over the country. And on top of our weekly meetings where we would do the BP and all that, we started doing like a monthly kind of deeper dive jumpstart training where somebody would teach the compensation plan and we'd have somebody else just kind of teach making a list and the Ambit process and all that good stuff. And that was a big hit for us. And we ran with that for a couple years, and that positioned us really well for the beginning when everything happened with the pandemic and whatnot. That put us in a good position because I already kind of knew how I wanted to run things at the time. And I did a lot of training in the Ambit community because of that. So that's just a big breakthrough from a 5-minute side networking conversation that I had with another EC that shared with me something that they were doing. It completely changed the landscape of how I was running my team. And probably rippled down and changed how a lot of other people in Ambit were running their team because she was nice enough to let me reteach it. Later in that same year, guys, I went down to, and many of you know Mir, new millionaire jacket, national consultant, Max Hugh Mir. I went down, I was in Illinois, and I went down there. I was with Anthony Furness, who was somebody in my downline, and we were standing up talking to some people, and Mir came by. And this is where, you guys, this is where you find the good stuff. This is like the meeting after the meeting, right? We're in the hotel. The corporate training in Illinois is over. It was a regional event. And we're down there. We're at the hotel, sitting, standing kind of outside the bar area, chatting. We start talking. It's like 10 o'clock at night. Next thing I know, it's like 1:30 in the morning, and we got to get up early the next day. But we're still just talking. We're sharing strategies. We're doing all this. But in that amount of time, I completely reworked and rethought about how I wanted to get people in my team to duplicate. Right. And Mir had shared with me how he was doing the 2-2-2 method, where he was really focusing on creating regional consultants and he was trying to help every single person coming in. Like his goal was at least to have them get two people, because if everybody does two and then they do two and they do two, it was creating a ton of regional consultants. And as everybody knows, everyone wants to get promoted. It creates momentum. It creates more money for the people bumping up. It gets other people above them bumped up. It's what we want to happen. And so that just changed that perspective of, instead of me, I was at the time just trying to focus on just finding, you know, a couple people that wanted to go be executives and nationals. And he rewired me to think, I don't, not everybody has to be as wired in the business as I am. I need to just help people get that modesty, that, that first couple consultants in, and, you know, get their confidence, get their momentum, and help the people in their upline promote. That was an absolute game changer for me. Again, that was a hotel lobby conversation that I had with somebody who was not in my organization whatsoever. And here I am a couple of years in my business. I didn't understand that whatsoever. I was already an executive consultant and won a five-star trip at that time. And that basic concept was lost on me. So if you guys ever think like the leaders in this, like know everything that they're doing, we don't. Trust me, that's a little, I may have a spoiler alert on that, but we don't. We learn from each other a ton as we go. Very next year, for anyone that knows Mr. Jake Hughes, a good friend of mine, another national consultant out of Indiana. And Jake and I met up at Ambition in 2019. We were hanging out. It was like Wednesday of Ambition. We were some of the first ones there. I asked, he was staying at the same hotel. I asked him what room he was in, told me, and I just dropped by on him unexpected. And we sat up there, and we were just chatting. And he told me how he was having crazy success at the time. Anybody that watched the five-star leaderboards would know. He was really, really crushing it, still is, but he really had momentum then that year. And in his business, he was running a chat for his team. And he's like, you got to get on this. You got to try this out in your team. He's like, my team is all running in this group chat together. They're all inspiring each other and everything is building up like crazy. And I took that idea and I said, okay, I'm going to implement that one right away because that's an easy thing to do. I started up a team chat originally on Facebook Messenger and since on the Telegram app, and it was huge for my team. Next thing I know, people in my team are helping each other. They're answering questions for me. My job's a lot easier. Everyone's getting excited. We're quickly recognizing. So that's a great one. That's something you guys can implement immediately if you want to. Jake's done trainings on it with me. I've done trainings on it since. It's great. So I got to give him his due on that. Now, finally, getting closer to, you know, the current timeline. In Houston, last year, beginning of 2020, went out to one of the last live events we did. Rose and Kevin put on the amazing Millionaire Mindset 3, I believe was the number event, and I was honored enough to speak at that. I taught social media, and there's a lot of great speakers. And at that event, I learned an absolute ton about how to really lead by example and how to actually put on a larger event by watching Rose and Kevin, by watching Julia and Emerson and how they did that. And those, they're all rock stars. They work hard, and just the way they recognize their team, the way that they did contests, the way that everything was just set up, it changed my whole perspective for how to do things in person. And I built relationships, forged relationships there that will last a long time. And finally, you know, kind of saving the best for last here, Mr. Brian McClure himself, the guy who runs the show here on this call and obviously our top income earner from forever now in this business, who's helped so many people. Brian and I got connected through virtual events during the pandemic. So I was teaching social media. I actually reached out to Brian in order to collaborate. So there you guys go, some networking. I had never met Brian, but I think we may have brushed paths in person, but I'm not down in Texas that often, you guys. So even though I had been in this business for a while, Brian and I had never spent time together like at, you know, at Ambition or Simulcast or anything like that. I reached out to him about maybe collaborating on something that we could do together to really capture the Ambit audience. And through that call and through those events that we put on, something like 50, 60,000 views on a couple of those videos that we did courtesy of Doug Parker on the Ambit 18 page. I mean, it was the reach that we got and the amount of people that I hope that we positively impacted with some of that was one of the most rewarding things that I've done in this business. And not only that, it actually got people in my network that had been saying no to Ambit for a long time to actually come in and work Ambit. So it was a little extra bonus too, because that recognition and bringing them into something so positive with so many of you on there watching and following along and you know, commenting and helping made that a huge success. And we followed that up and we did that 5-week series heading into Ambition last year. And that's kind of why I wanted to come back tonight and really do this again and go through some of this. So like I always like to do here, I'll just kind of recap. I know that was a lot, but I hope you can take away some nuggets from that. Every single one of those people I just mentioned, I use them because they're household names in Ambit. They're national consultants. They're executive consultants. They're five-star trip winners. But what I hope you can understand is I've also learned huge tidbits from any variety of people I've talked to. So when I go to these events, whether it's somebody telling me a certain way that they're doing something on Instagram or on Facebook or an app I should check out, to somebody tell me where I can get ebooks to share with my team. It's just little things like that. And people are so free to share, and they have such a common, there's such a common denominator because they all work, we all work and we all love this business together, and just take advantage of that. So if you're doing Ambition this year in person, you'll have the ability to do that there. There'll be, you know, follow all the guidelines, all that, but you'll be able to do that stuff right there in person. I suggest spend a few minutes and just talk to whoever you can. Be a sponge, listen, soak up the knowledge. Now, if you're trying to share some time maybe with one of the top leaders in Ambit, it's great if you can find a time maybe where they can teach you all as a group together. That's great. It's harder sometimes if, especially people with packed schedules, you might not be able to get like a ton of one-on-one time with certain people, depending. But if you can find a time where they're kind of chatting with a group, it's a good time to just come in, bring a notebook everywhere with you, have a notebook in your back pocket, because you'll notice that's many of the most successful people in this. When we go on the five-star trips, we're sitting there in our sandals, we're sitting there in our beach shirts, and almost all of us are carrying around a notepad in our back pocket. And we're cruising up on a conversation, you pull out a notepad, and it's not even weird because everyone's doing it because everyone knows there, hey, these are some top people in the business, we want to learn from them. So be a sponge, listen. You know, do your part too. Share. If people ask of you, you know, share the knowledge around. We are all one family here. We all help each other, you know, to the best of our ability, because at the end of the day, we want Ambit and Vistra to be successful. I want to be around for a long time because I've kind of hitched my legacy to this business, and I know I want to stick around here, and I hope a lot of you feel the same. So if you're going to be there in person, take advantage of all that. Now, if you're there virtually, and you're going to Ambition virtually this year, a great thing to do is maybe get on Zoom with your team. And so what I like to do is during the intermissions of the show, or even during the show, to get on Zoom, you know, share like what's going on, have some laughs together when funny stuff happens, right? When the serious stuff goes down, and everything, be there for the, you know, to share in the excitement of the announcements. They always have some surprises for us. Obviously, that, you know, you find out what the promo is going to be at the end. Share that with the team. So just because you're doing it virtually, I don't suggest just everyone sitting in isolation and doing it. Like, still get together. It may not be exactly the same as being there in person, but it doesn't have to be like a totally solo thing either to do that. So what my team does is we usually hop in Zoom on and off during these events if we're doing it virtually. And we also have our team chat going the whole time. And then we're always joking around in there. You know, there's always good stuff. People are clipping screenshots of things in there and all that. Like my team, when I was doing the training last year at Ambition, they were just spamming like screenshots. People were doing memes of me, like while I was doing, you know, putting text over it and stuff while we were in there. So we were just having a good time with that. It builds good camaraderie. It keeps everybody connected. It gets the creativity, the ideas flowing and sharing. And so I really suggest taking advantage of that. Don't let if you really wanted to be there in person this year and you're doing it virtually, like, don't let that get you down. Just modify your approach and still make the best out of it. Everyone's making the best out of this current situation that we're in, and that's all we can really do at the end of the day. That's my two cents on that. I'm not going to let it stop me from building my business. I'm not going to let it stop me from having fun. And we're going to do both of those things this year at Ambition, whether you're going in person or whether you're going online. So that is my 30-minute plug, you guys, for going. I know most of you already know that, but again, I share this because I want you to give this to the people in your team. I want you to share this with people who don't understand yet, because it will explode your business. It really will. And just keep doing it consistently, because even if it doesn't at this event, it might at Simulcast, and it might at Next Ambition. You just get the right people to that event at the right place. Because if I hadn't gone in 2016, I would not be here. I was so motivated in 2016 that I recklessly left my job like a couple weeks later and built the business full time. And so I do not suggest doing that necessarily, but I would suggest going there, because you never know who you're going to motivate. And I know that my upline, I hope I've made them very happy, because we've had some good times together, and I know I've helped them financially, and they've helped me as well, sending me out on this opportunity that I would not have had otherwise. And that's all because they twisted my arm and kicked me down to get on that airplane I didn't have a lot of money, but I got on that airplane and I went down to Ambition 2016, and it changed my entire life. Absolutely changed my life. And there's other people out there that it can do the exact same for them. So I can't wait to share the event with you guys this year. I'll be all over the place, especially in the online space, chatting with everybody. So feel free to interact with me. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to unmute the call as soon as my computer comes back up and I can see what the unmute code is. It's been a little while since I've done this, you guys, but I had a lot of fun on here as always. And I will unmute here and let everyone say goodbye to each other and just let me know if you're pumped up for Ambition. Here we go.